Hello, everyone. This is Dan Soloway, and I'm glad you're here with me today. I want to explain a new format that I'm using and see how this works for you. Every Saturday afternoon, Central Standard Time at 11 o'clock, I help the More Mito Company, which used to be Fox Legacy, do an educational program on these really powerful new supplements. There's only two or three, if you include the products for your animals, which are phenomenal products in themselves. But it's a new delivery system that allows things to get into the mitochondria. These products are getting results, whether it's a rejuvenate gel that you put on your face, and if you have joint problems or anything like that, you use it, and you'll be amazed at how well it works. Or the Restore product that delivers 44 different things right into the cell because of this XDS technology. Well, the results have been so phenomenal over the years I've been working with them. I've really focused what I've done in helping them. Now, after we do a show on Saturday from 11 to noon, there's a 30-minute break. And then from 12:30 Central Standard Time to about 1:10, 1:15, I've done an educational consulting session. Well, the reason I say it's a consulting session is I'll open up with 10, 15 minutes about a certain subject, whether we're talking about diabetes, heart disease, just one thing after another. And then I'll let people ask me questions. Usually the questions are along that line, but not always. They can go in any direction people want them to go. And I will be able to draw on all this information of all these experts that I've interviewed over the long career that I've had, and all the books that I've read, and all the experience I've had from people using things that I've recommended. And so it's sometimes there's some other things I want to add to the product. There is another product line that I may start talking about in the future that is extremely powerful as well, but it's very expensive. This one is reasonably priced, and yet it will change the life of so many people out there. So what I'm going to do from now on, or at least for a few months, we'll see how this works, is you're going to hear this opening each time, and then there's going to be a little break, a little commercial break, short one, and then you're going to hear the consulting session that we do, and then from there, there'll be a break, and then you can hear some of the interviews that Roger Hill has collected that are along the same line of whatever the subject is for that week. That's the basic format. So if you don't want to hear the interviews and just want to hear the consulting session, you know how this is laid out. But I think the interviews are fantastic and very valuable to understand because they're really miracles in this field, like something I've never seen before. And it's all because of this new delivery system, this XDS technology that Dr. Elliott has patented and has a way of getting things right into the mitochondria. It's truly amazing, folks. And if you listen to this, you'll find out why it's so extraordinary when you hear people talking about the results they're getting. So we'll be right back, folks. Hang on, and you get to participate. And if you want to join the company, it costs nothing to join the company. You just go to MoreMito, MoreMito.com/RadioDan. It tells you there how to join. You can call them if you have any questions. And you don't have to buy anything, but if you do buy something, that tells you how to buy it, what's in the product. Like if you look at Restore, there's 44 different things in there. It costs you $600, $700, $800 to buy all that individually. And yet, because of the way this delivery system, they don't have to use very much, and yet they get more results than if you use thousands of milligrams. So I almost feel like it's a public service. It really is. And it's so phenomenal. It's helping so many people. So check it out and share this with your friends and family because it can make a difference in their life. They may not be telling you what's going on with them, but there may be something that's right down their line that could really turn their life around. So we want all the people that we know to live a long, healthy, and happy life. So we'll be right back. Going to take a quick, short break. If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard me talk about the Alter Mitral Restore product. Just a phenomenal product because of this XDS technology. And you've heard the interviews and the way it's changing people's lives. Same thing with the Rejuvenate Gel. We're having miraculous effects with that. So if you want to get a hold of this product, and I recommend everybody do it, and get it for your friends and family, go to moremitral.com/RadioDan. Read about it, study it, listen to the testimonials, and take advantage of it. And call this phone number, 509-593-3300. Folks, every Saturday at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, I help with the call on More Mito, where you hear these people call in and talk about the testimonials, and I give some of the educational programs. But what I'm also doing for the company, 30 minutes after that, that last 1 hour, at 12:30 Central Standard Time, I do another 30, 35 minutes educating people and taking their questions and answers. So if you want to be part of that, you can call Dale at the phone number I give on the More Mito commercial, and you can also call in and listen to this call. So call 608-906-0003, 608-906-0003, and call in as my guest. I want you to hear what people have to say. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that and you'll get 121 shows or more, and there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com.
Time to get going. Listen, everybody, we're going to get started with the Dr. Dan Nutritional Counseling Call, sponsored by More Mito. He is going to deep dive into today's topic we just finished, and that is on pain. And he's going to talk for about 15 minutes or so, and then we're going to throw it open for questions you can ask. Obviously, we'd like you to stay on topic, but listen, anything you've got, ask Dr. Dan about it. And we'll get some tremendous answers. Let me tell you just a little bit about Dr. Dan's background. He's been teaching health and fitness on the air since 1997, lecturing worldwide since 1986. He's the inventor of the Hydrotone Fitness System and is an expert in exercise, fitness, and rehab. And he's got a tremendous reach. He's helped pro athletes, movie stars, business professionals, but he's not just worked individually with some of them. He's trained their trainers. That's what's allowed his message to go so far around the world. Dr. Dan holds 11 U.S. patents, 22 foreign patents in the fitness industry, and he also holds a master's in fitness science and a PhD in nutritional science. Listen, when Dr. Dan talks, people lean forward in their chairs. For a reason. He's got tremendous knowledge, and he is about to share that with us now. Dr. Dan, the call is all yours. Take it away.
Thank you, Dale. I'm going to add a little bit to what Dale just said. I've worked with these movie stars and pro teams. Dallas Cowboys was the first group. That was when the Cowboys really dominated pro football. But in Miami Dolphins and all this, and a lot of the individual athletes, McEnroe and Bo Jackson and Herschel Walker, and Mike Tyson used my equipment. Someone worked him out out there. It's Marv McDonald that I didn't train. But that's all fine and dandy. But a lot of it is also used for rehab. And when I sold my patents to one of my partners, and I sold out, I end up in physical therapy with my equipment, but the group of orthopedic surgeons here in Oklahoma City. In fact, they were going to build four hydrotone centers around Oklahoma City because I kept getting people back that they weren't able to get back before. Sometimes they'd operate on a person's shoulder or their knee, and the pain never went away. It didn't get better. And sometimes they would send me people. Not only was I able to get them back when other physical therapists weren't, they'd send me people to strengthen them before the surgery. And there were cases where I would strengthen them up, the joint, stabilize the joint, strengthen them up to a point. They said, you can postpone this surgery for another 5 or 10 years. That you're doing really well now. And I had that happen a number of times. into pain. Now, in helping people work through it, there's different kinds of pain. Like Roger was one of the, he mentioned something that I didn't get into, but I was meant to, emotional pain. And emotional and physical pain can be related. There's great books. I first read this when I was 18 years old, how certain psychological states are related to certain health conditions called psychosomatic diseases. But you wouldn't think it would be that powerful. It can be tremendously powerful. A person that has trouble giving love or receiving love a lot of times ends up with heart problems. People that let themselves be run over and want to take care of everyone else but don't take care of themselves are more prone for cancer. But the ones that struck me is when a person doesn't feel like they're emotionally supported or financially supported, it can show up in back pain. So a friend of mine, Robert G. Smith, it just goes by Robert G., G-E-N-E. You can find him on YouTube. You can find him at his site. He has two names for his company. His own name was Faster EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. The thing that amazes me about Robert is things that I would have thought were purely physiological, I've seen him get rid of with his technique sometimes in 20 minutes. One example, when I first took a seminar from Robert, how many years ago? I guess I just started radio, so probably back in the late 90s, or I started radio in 97, so I think by 98 or 99. I took a seminar for him and helped start promoting. Now he's famous worldwide, not just because of me by any means, but he because of all the stuff he put out on YouTube. People come from all over the world to train with him, and he's invited to do seminars in different parts of the world. But we were about ready to break for lunch, and Robert says, does anyone have a chronic pain that they can't get rid of? And this one guy said, well, I injured my shoulder, and I had it operating on, and I still can't raise my elbow level to my shoulder. I still can't use my right arm. And Robert said, well, come up here, let's see if you do something. The guy said, you're not going to be able to do anything. It's some physiological problem. It's not emotional. So Robert started doing his tapping process and getting him to feel the pain and think about different emotional states and rating the pain and then bringing down the pain level and stuff. And about, ended up, the guy was a wife beater. And so his unconscious mind had shut down his arm. And he had to work through that forgiveness and know that he wasn't going to do any of that. And when Robert tapped on that, he could use his right arm again. And the guy was circling his arm around there and goes, wow, the operation didn't do anything for it, but you did in about 30 minutes, 20, 30 minutes. And he got rid of that pain. And I've seen that on other things. My webmaster, Twyla Wilson, she was back in a car accident out there in San Francisco. She was headed to a business meeting, and some guy in a Mercedes ran into a bunch of them. And then he had someone pick him up and leave and he just, he had went on, didn't care about the people he just injured, really hurt her back and tore up her hip. And she met Robert and had Robert, and Robert worked with her on the hip and back pain and had her focus on it, make it more, make it as strong as he could. And then tapped on. She was holding a lot of resentment towards that man, and she was also going through a bad time, about ready to go through a divorce, and all that was connected. And when he worked on it, that hip pain was gone. So there is definitely a mental, emotional connection many times to pain. And you may have an accident, but when the body doesn't heal it up and it becomes chronic, it goes over 6 weeks, and just hangs on to it and hangs on to it. The emotional things need to be addressed. So if you go to Faster EFT or put in Robert Gene, he somehow was able to get that name.com. You can find that. He also has a name called U Tappets. I don't like that name. I like the Faster EFT. But you can go to this website and watch him work on people. You can actually work along with that, when he's working on someone, work along with it. But you can call them, and they have a lot of people trained to do this to help get rid of these traumas that are held into the body. The body's like you remember how the old LP records are, and the little waves in that record record that image. Our body holds on to that trauma. And unless we learn how to let go of it, it can hang on to it for a long time. Now, another example, my old radio partner, when I first started radio, for the first 8 years, I did it with a man named Jim Wood. And Jim was playing basketball and injured his shoulder. And for a couple of weeks, he couldn't lift his arm level with his shoulder. He just really injured it. And there was a veterinarian from Australia, Dr. McLaren, and he came up here. He actually had the biggest practice in the Southern Hemisphere, but he invented this red light torch that are now, a lot of companies have them in different ways, but he invented this red light torch that was 660 megahertz of wood, and he found that if he put it on the reflexology point or the acupressure point, it would activate. He said there's crystals under the skin, like there's crystals in the back of your eye at every reflex or acupuncture point. And he, besides being a surgical veterinarian, he picked up a PhD in Chinese medicine and acupuncture. And he said what happens is when you get into chronic pain, the brain quits sending down endorphins after about 6 weeks if it's been trying to heal and doesn't. It's sort of like your computer being on, but the screen is on black, and you touch your mouse or you touch your pad there, and it pops back up. Well, he said what he felt that that acupuncture and reflexology was doing, and massage therapy and some other things, was reawakening that brain to go down and start healing it. Well, before I put him on the radio, we said, let's see what you can do for Jim. And Jim sat down, and he had 14 points he touched with that light that he went through. And after those 14 points, Jim could use his arm again and didn't bother him again. It didn't come back. I had a similar experience back when I was in my 20s. I was in love with a girl in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I drove through a blizzard to go see her. I was the only fool on the road driving around the edge of the mountains. By the time I got there, my neck was in a knot, and it stayed in a knot for I don't know how many days, and Santa Fe had a school for acupuncture, and she sent me over to this acupuncturist, put a needle in between my my index finger and my thumb, and a couple needles on my ankle, on the inside of my ankle. My neck just relaxed, didn't bother me again. I went, wow. That was like in 1978 or 79, somewhere in that. It was a long time ago, maybe early 80s. It was a long time ago, but it's my first exposure to acupuncture, and I was real impressed with it. A few years ago, back when I was 60, I ended up getting really bad sciatica. Sciatica pain comes off the spine, down to the hip, right to a muscle that's hidden under your gluteus maximus, a muscle called the piriformis. And that thing can spasm and knot up and hold and pinch that nerve. And then that nerve runs down the back of your leg, down the calf, into the inside of the ankle. Well, I had a cramp running down there, especially the calf. The calf was just totally knotted. And I was only sleeping an hour and a half or two a night because I was in constant pain. And I went to chiropractors. I went to I don't know if I went to any medical doctors over it. I went to massage therapists. Finally, I went to this Chinese girl, and she took her sharp elbow and came down my lumbar, across the top of the pelvis, then drove her elbow into my hip joint. Really, and it hurt. Boy, it hurt. But I knew what she was doing. She was trying to relax that piriformis muscle by putting pressure on it, and then it stretching it, basically, until it let go. And then she followed the nerve down the back of the leg, down the calf and the inside, and worked on the outside of my thigh. Her massages were painful. At least that part of the massage was painful. But she cured that problem. Then we fell in love for a while. I think she's back in China now, though. Wonderful. And I said, why is it that you knew what to do? Because I knew what she was doing. I could tell what she was following stuff. And other massage therapists didn't. She said, other massage therapists go to massage school. Her teachers back in China were all doctors. And they taught her what to do for sciatica. And she did it. After three treatments, I didn't have any sciatica problems anymore. So there's a lot you can do in that way. Stretching, doing certain kinds of stretches. Sometimes, though, doing side stretches, splitting your legs out or sitting in a sort of a semi-lotus position with your legs folded can make it worse. Sometimes that for a certain small percentage of people can make it worse. But learning to stretch straight down. I'm a program that I think is very important for low back problems. And for back problems and neck problems in general, especially low back and upper back, is foundation training by Dr. Eric Goodman. You can look for it online. I found it originally through Dr. McCullough's site, but you can find it online. And he has these exercises that are a little bit different than what I've done before, and I've done a lot of different stretching stuff. It's like when you're leaning over to touch towards the floor, your knees are slightly bent, and your butt is back a little bit. And when you get it back to the right angle, and with that, releasing the connection on at where the hamstring connects to the knee, then the upper hamstring starts vibrating, and that helps get that together. That's foundation exercise, but he has a number of exercises, a little 12-minute routine. I taught that to a friend of mine, or pointed out to a friend of mine. He started teaching to all his friends that play tennis and pickleball, and they all love it. It did wonders for him. So that's one form of pain. We have pain that may come from acid reflux. And by the way, acid reflux, at least in that book, Foundation, or Life Without Bread, he turned acid reflux ulcers around and irritable bowel, Crohn's disease with a low carb diet. That carbohydrates, too much carbohydrates, dry out the mucus lining. And that acid, in your stomach would eat your own stomach, except that you create a lot of mucus. And that protects the lining from the acid itself. And so eating too much carbs and not enough protein and good fats can cause a lot of problems all through your system. They also, on top of this, I recommend a low-carb diet. Sugar and starches. Remember, when you eat bread or mashed potatoes or anything like that, that's going to be sugar in your body in 20 minutes. And some of those starches, breads, and many of the, now they're making breads now you can eat, that don't break down like that. They're made out of this root, and this sort of passes on through the body. So there are ways of having something that tastes like bread that is really not bread. If you want to make a little sandwich tortilla type thing, I use egg light tortillas. I like different ones. There's one called sweet cinnamon that I use almost like dessert. Just put some butter on it. It tastes really good. But you can also use different flavors that they have for if you want to substitute for bread. But they actually have bread that shouldn't affect you. But bread is about 70 on glycemic index. White sugar, cane sugar, is in the 60s. So, and mashed potatoes are up close to 100. I think grape juice and orange juice are right up there, especially grape juice, right up there at 100. When you eat something that inflames the blood sugar, that increases the blood sugar, it also increases insulin. It's very inflammatory to the body and can cause all kinds of problems. So you got to look at your carbs. You got to eat low carb. Avoid the cereals. I know perhaps oats without gluten. Gluten is very harmful for a lot of people. and there's other things in grain. We're not a grain-eating animal. Now, and we don't have the stomachs. If you look at the stomachs of cows and other animals that eat grain, they have a different kind of digestive system. And those grains are worked on for a long time. They have different enzyme combinations designed to break them down. Now, if you look at inflammatory oils, you have to get those out of your diet. Inflammatory oils are peanut oil, corn oil, safflower oil, soy oil. I think corn and soy are the worst. And then sunflower oil, which you wouldn't think would be bad, but it is. Canola oil to a degree, cottonseed oil that's a lot of times used in nuts and things, which is really an industrial lubricant that they just pour over our oil, but it's more like pouring, just regular oil that you would use on gears and stuff. So they hydrogenate these oils. They run hydrogen through them. It closes the molecule. Normally, the good oils like omega-3 oil, the kind of oils you get in olive oil, the kind of oils you get in black seed oil, the EPA, DHA oil, kind of oils you get in, I'm not big on flax, but in chia and especially basil seed, very good seed for you. Those kind of oils and nut oils, walnut oil and pecan.
We're at 20 minutes, Dr. Dan.
Okay. Those have an open link. The body can utilize that to build the membrane of the cell and all that. But when they run hydrogen through it, it closes that off. Now it's like plastic inside the body. And it pries open the doorway, is what I've been told, of those of the little doors around the cell and lets trash get in there and lets things come out. And omega-3 oil, which you get from salmon and cod liver, and now you can get from algae and stuff, knocks that out and replaces that. So the omega-3 oil is very, very important. Our black seed oil or olive oil, very anti-inflammatory. I think olive leaf is even more important than olive oil. We don't talk enough about that. But they're very, very important, and they also help kill the fungus and the bacteria that is inflammatory, especially that fungus that hides and causes all kinds of autoimmune problems. So anyway, your problems may not be this in the way of pain. There's so many different ways that pain shows up in the body. So I want to open up the lines and let you guys ask questions, because I want to get to what is most concerning to you. And so, let's see. But we don't have anyone asking questions right now, Dale. Hit star 5 if you have a question. If you don't have a question, I'll keep talking.
You've got a question. If you've got a question about pain, about inflammation, about how to handle things, hit star 5. This is your chance to ask Dr. Dan things you can do to truly impact your pain and deal with it. And we've got some hands, Dr. Dan. Let's go to Joni in Denver. Joni, go ahead and ask Dr. Dan your question.
What was the name of that tortilla that you were talking about? That's like an alternative to bread that's healthier.
I get it. It's called Egg Life. I get it at Sprouts. They probably have it at Whole Foods there. I know Denver is I think that's the base for Whole Foods. I'm not sure. But anyway, I picked it up at Sprouts. And it comes in different flavors. They have a Southwest for flavor, and they have I like the cinnamon stevia one, but they also have a number of different ones. They have a garlic flavor to it and stuff. So Egg Life is the name of it. It's actually made with egg, and I don't know what else they connect it to, but it's actually the base of it is egg. Though it tastes like a flour tortilla, it's not.
And it's called Egg Life?
Uh-huh. E-G-G-L-I-F-E, Egg Life. Yeah. And back, if you go into a Sprout, you'll find it over there where the breads and stuff are. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Joni. We'll go to the Juanita, is that who we got? Juanita, what's your question for me? I might be mispronouncing her name. Lewis, out of Pennsylvania.
Juanita, you may need to unmute. We can't hear you.
Okay, you were correct. Right. I'm sorry.
There you are. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. My question is two questions. What is the best thing to take for inflammation and rheumatoid and osteoarthritis?
Okay. I think our Dr. Elliott's done a great job of covering so many different aspects of pain and how the immune system overreacts, creating did you say rheumatoid or osteoarthritis?
Both.
Okay. Okay, those are very good. We have a great product. You may have to triple it for a while and put it on the joints, especially on the rheumatoid, rub it into the joints with the Restore added to it. Now, on top of that, colostrum has been used for many years. It was first used against, I believe, the smallpox back in George Washington's day. And they noticed the women that milked cows were exposed to cowpox, and they didn't get smallpox. It was a very similar disease, and they used it. Well, when good colostrum helps balance the autoimmune response. It has a protein-rich polypeptides in it. And it works like a thermostat. It has it's 87 growth factors and 94 immune factors. I may have that reversed. But one of them, they're isolating these PPRs to help with autoimmune diseases. So it's been used before on rheumatoid arthritis successfully. So I do recommend that. And the best one that I know is, there may be other good ones, but it has to be processed right. Because what happens is they pull the fats out. And when they pull the fats out, they pull out most of the immune factors and growth factors with it. But they don't know how to dry it without the fats going rancid. But Immune Tree Colostrum does know how to dry it. You may be able to get order that online or in the stores, or go to Immune and then Tree Colostrum. And you can always tell them Dan Solway called you. But I don't do anything with them. Years ago, I used to do a lot of radio with them, and I really learned their products inside out. And I'm taking it right now. It's one of the things. I take a heaping teaspoon of it at least once a day. I got away from it, and I realized, that did me a lot of good. And so I use it. It helped keep you young as well. So I would add that. I would be sure I'd get rid of the bad oils in your diet, the cooking oils, the hydrogenated oils, and I'd get rid of the starch in the diet. And I would do a lot of healthy oils because they're very anti-inflammatory. We already have those in the Restore product, but it wouldn't hurt to get good quality olive oil, like Roger really likes that. Nature's Promise, I believe, is the one he likes. I think Bragg's very good products, Braggs, and their great apple cider vinegar, which can also be helpful. You put about a tablespoon in 4 or 5 ounces of water and drink that. I should have done that this morning myself, but it's a good thing to do every day. Some people do it 2 or 3 times a day to help lose weight. I recommend that. I recommend increasing the good oils, black seed oil we already have in it, but it doesn't hurt to take more. And let's see what else. Mainly the olive oil, fish oil, omega-3 oil, so important for inflammation. Or eat salmon 3 times a week. I will tell you, talk about 3 times a day, a man I interviewed that wrote the Wrinkle Cure, he made women look 10 years younger in 10 days. And I saw him on Good Morning America one time, and I traced him down. And I read his book and traced him down. And he said, the way he did that is when we get older, our face gets puffy, our pores get larger, we look inflamed. And these were mainly women, some were men, that wanted to look good for their high school reunion. So he had them eat salmon and mackerel and sardines, if they like sardines, three times a day for 2 weeks there before they went to their high school reunion. And they all showed the before and after. It was real significant. I said, why don't you just have them take omega-3 oil, the capsules, instead of eating them? He said, well, I think there may be some oils in the fish that we're missing, which he may be right, but I wouldn't approach it that way. I take some cognitive oil by Nori Naturals, and I take either their extra, their, what is it called, their ultimate and extra, and I take two or three of those capsules in the morning, or I take a tablespoon of their cod liver oil, and some people may take twice. That's very anti-inflammatory. So do add that, or start eating more salmon there, and mackerel and sardines if you like them. I like salmon. I'm not that big on mackerel. I'm not that big on sardines, but I do like to take salmon on spinach and pour olive oil all over it and a little Bragg's vinegar on it, apple cider vinegar, and then add some seasoning to it. And that's a very healthy meal.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Okay.
Next is Evelyn Worth. Evelyn, go ahead.
Hi, Evelyn. Question. I have a friend who's coming on board with us, and I didn't get a chance to get him on here to do this call, but he was on the first call. He has glaucoma, and I want to counsel him on what the best approach for that would be with our Mito product.
Well, to my surprise, you said he had glaucoma, right?
Right.
To my surprise, that people that are Dale, correct me if I'm wrong, because I know we also have this with macular degeneration. But people are literally putting the little restore in the corner of their eye and keeping their eye closed. And they're also putting the rejuvenate gel and the restore around the outside of their eye. And they're claiming that it's helping greatly.
Okay.
Yeah, we're having a big impact, and it's unusual. It was discovered by accident. And it has a dramatic impact if you put a drop of oil. Now, listen, it's going to sting like crazy. And I'm being polite because we're on a phone call with Nick's company. It's going to sting like crazy. But as Dr. Dan pointed out, close your eye and keep it closed. And it's the oxygen. You mentioned it was the... Yeah, go ahead, Dr. Dan. It's just, we've got people with floaters exploding and major changes in their eyes.
Well, no, the floaters aren't.
Go ahead.
And wait, you said the floaters were exploding. I don't think that's what you meant to say it that way. We're getting a tremendous benefit. The floaters are going away. But what I was just trying to correct is I wasn't the one that said keep the eyes closed. It was Ager, I believe, that came up with that. And I want to give him credit for that, that he said, when you put it in the eye, and as long as you keep your eye closed, it doesn't sting. And the reason that may be is when you cut your finger, we're still on pain and stuff, when you cut your finger or something like that, when you open up the skin, you expose it to oxygen, which burns the nerves. I learned that by accident. When I was doing a sculpture, I'm also a painter and sculptor, and I was shaping this cardboard into a large sculpture, and the razor knife slipped out of the cardboard and went right under my thumbnail. And I was jumping around, just really hurt, but I had remembered that I saw these doctors on TV that said crazy glue was invented first for surgery to, to help seal up the surgery. So all I had around there was crazy glue. I put it on there, and it quit hurting immediately. I went, wow. It stopped the blood, of course, but it stopped the oxygen from hitting that nerve. So when you close your eye, because the restore, I think, is opening up the membrane a little bit on the eye and exposing it to oxygen more, When you close your eye, now you're protected against that oxygen hitting it. And so if you can keep your eyes closed for a little while it's soaking in, you may not feel the pain. Just want to throw that tip, and I want to give Ager credit for that. I think it was Ager that came up with that. Okay. So that's, we did a program not too long ago on eyes, and I would suggest Dale or Roger send you a copy of that to give to him. Dale, can you do that?
I can do that. I will send that to you, Evelyn.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I think Star's next. Okay. Star, what question do you have for us?
Hi, Dr. Dan.
Hey, Star.
Hey, what was that oil that you said was better than olive oil?
Well, macadamia oil is actually a little bit better. Anyway, that's what one doctor claims, but it's more expensive. For inflammation, I think the go-to oil, most importantly, besides the ones we already have in our product, is omega-3 oil. And there are, I was talking to someone a couple of days ago and said, well, is the algae oil just as good? I think probably is. I don't know if there's enough research to justify that, but probably is. There's a new oil that I have to get more information on called Fatty 15 that is also very anti-inflammatory. And krill oil, the thing I don't like about krill oil is you have to take so much of it to get to the same level of okay. For instance, Nordic Natural used to be a sponsor of mine on the radio show, and they were known as the purest of all the omega-3 oils out there, and the way they processed everything, did everything. And if I took the regular omega-3 oil, I would have to take 9 capsules versus taking, I believe, 2 capsules or 3 capsules of their ultimate. What you're looking for is on the back of the bottle, it says EPA and DHA. DHA is more important for the brain and for the nerves. EPA has anti-inflammatory qualities. I had wrote that company, that Fatty 15, they were comparing their product to EPA. I said, that's fine, but EPA is not the more powerful part of omega-3 oil. It's DHA. You don't show me any comparison to that. So how does your product compare to DHA? They never wrote me back. Of course, it's only a few days ago that I did that. But DHA is very, very important for our health, for Alzheimer's, and to avoid Alzheimer's and dementia. So I recommend that. Also, don't forget, we have a little D3 and MK7 in our product. Wouldn't hurt to take a little bit more. I take 5,000 IUs of D3 a day with 450 micrograms of MK7. Natural grocers combined in that way. You usually want to take over 330 micrograms. Micrograms is thousandths of a gram. So you want to take a thousandth of a milligram. Let me get that straight. Anyway, you want to take over 330, and that is really helpful in getting that thing, everything cleared up. Now, there was a lady, I don't know if she's on this call, that had a C-section, and I wanted to comment on that. Roger did bring me back on. Right after the C-section, you might want to wait a couple days before you start applying Restore and Rejuvenate. Here's why. Stem cells do not come over and start healing something until they get the message of pain. If we block that pain message, we may not get as much stem cell activity. So I would give it a few days and live with pain for a few days, then start applying the Restore over the surgery and the rejuvenate gel. That would also probably stop for much of the scarring buildup. So But I wouldn't do it right at first because you want those stem cells to come there. I know that sounds counterproductive, but you go, I don't want any pain. No, you want a little pain. It's a message to the stem cells that come do something here and heal me. I don't know if I answered your question, Star. Did I get your question answered? I guess so. Okay, we have Karen.
All right. Thank you, Star. Last is Karen.
Karen, what's your question?
Karen, are you there? Karen in Canada. You may need to unmute.
Windsor, Canada. Well.
And? Karen, Karen, you're a web call. You may have trouble with your microphone setup. We've experienced that before. So listen, Dr. Dan, I guess that's everybody. Thank you so much. Everybody else, if you've got another question, send it in to the email at the bottom of the front page of the website, and we'll be sure we ask Dr. Dan next week if we missed any question today. Dr. Dan, go ahead and close that.
Well, I just wondered if Star still had a question. Her hand's still up. Does she still have a question, or we just didn't take her hand down? Star, do you still have a question? No, I guess not. Okay, and I guess that's it. Okay, you folks.
If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard me talk about the Alter Mito Restore product, just a phenomenal product because of this XDS technology. And you've heard the interviews and the way it's changing people's lives. Same thing with the Rejuvenate Gel. We're having miraculous effects with that. So if you want to get a hold of this product, and I recommend everybody do it, and get it for your friends and family, go to moremito.com/radiodan. Read about it, study it, listen to the testimonials, and take advantage of it. And call this phone number. 509-593-3300. Folks, every Saturday at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, I help with the call on More Mito, where you hear these people call in and talk about the testimonials, and I give some of the educational programs. But what I'm also doing for the company, 30 minutes after that, that last 1 hour, at 12:30 Central Standard Time, I do another 30, 35 minutes educating people and taking their questions and answers. So if you want to be part of that, you can call Dale at the phone number I give on the More Mito commercial, and you can also call in and listen to this call. So call 608-906-0003, 608-906-0003, and call in as my guest. I want you to hear what people have to say. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com. DANSHealthTalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that and you'll get 121 shows or more, and there's other resources there. So go to DANSHealthTalks.com.
Mark, what were your health concerns before you met us?
Bodies wore out, a lot of broken bones, and double bypass surgery, and I don't use man-made pain medication. I don't approve of it. I was on live feed morphine 3 or 4 years for the pain, and it did nothing but make me mean. So I got off of it, and I've been trying alternative stuff ever since.
Mm. So what changed, Michael, after you started using our technology?
I've got feeling in my hand. Now, I've only used one of the little sample bottles or deals of it. Mm-hmm. And I'm waiting for the bigger bottle to be coming in.
Right.
And just trying it out, I didn't know for sure, but I've got feelings all the way in my hands now, and I haven't had that since I was 25 years old when I broke my back.
And how old are you now?
I just turned 65 last month.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's like 40 years almost. Yeah, 40 years.
Yeah, exactly. And I've always been able to feel pressure on them, but I can actually feel them now and feel with them. I've got better circulation going through my hand. And this is only after four times, of using it on the back of my entire hand.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started, it was the very first knuckle of the thumb up at the wrist. I grew up on a ranch. My knuckles had been broke and everything. So everything is swolled up and nothing's worked right with them. And just that one little jar of it that I've used, I cannot believe the difference it has made in my hands. My wrists are popping. Like I said, my hands used to be cold to the touch all the time because of bad circulation, and now they're not. They're warm to the touch. I've gotten better circulation, and this is probably within a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks' time.
Okay, so what kinds of things can you do with your hands now that you have that feeling back that you weren't comfortable about doing before?
I can open a bottle of water now. I can break a seal on like a soda bottle or a bottle of water. Mm-hmm. To where before, I couldn't do that. It hurt my hands too bad to do that. I'd always have to have the cashier or someone with me break the seal on my bottles of water and everything. Mm-hmm. And I can do that now on my own.
Is that in both hands, Michael, or just one hand?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. In both hands.
And you had this for how long again?
Ever since I was 25 years old, over 40 years.
So this must be something to get used to that again.
Oh, I'm still not used. Even right now, I'm sitting here rubbing my thumb across my fingers because I can feel it. You know, I just cannot get over the fact that I can feel it the way I can. The index finger on my right hand, the joint right there at the hand, I would always, every morning, I would have to pop that physically, take a hold of it and rub it and pop it. And it would take me probably 2.5 hours every morning to get my hands going, to moving and everything to where it doesn't hurt. And now I wake up and they're not sore in the mornings when I wake up. They're move. I can move them real good. And I'm fixing to start using it on other things, other places.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Michael, I can't wait for you to try to restore also.
Right. Yeah, we kind of been doing this stuff. Neither one of us like to use man-made medication.
Okay.
I mean, when I called my mom and I told my mom about it, we cried for like 15 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, because, I mean, my son, he cannot believe it. My daughter, she cannot believe it. Nobody can believe it that this stuff has worked this fast and this good.
Well, I'm so happy for you. Everybody that's known you, I'm sure it's happy for you. And, you know,
yes,
thank you for letting us be a part of your wellness journey.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
I'll tell you what. Not only did I feel this stuff so immediately, okay, which was amazing, but I could have went to bed literally 5 minutes after taking this. Now, I couldn't get to my bike. I was so relaxed. I didn't know, like Brenda had actually said, I didn't know what to do with myself. I was like, I got to get to this bike. Now, there's two more things I got to tell you about this. I get on the bike. Now, think I was relaxed. I mean, I could have literally fell asleep in 5 minutes or just stayed there all day just sitting in one spot. But I jumped on the bike, and here came the energy. I was just riding and riding and riding. My wife calls me and says, where are you? You've been gone for like 2 hours. I said, 2 hours? It felt like 30 minutes. I was all the way over here by North Avenue and Western. But before I even realized where I was at, I was like, oh, shoot, I'm like 10 miles away. So I drove back home. I love this stuff. Okay, but now here goes the real deal. I've had a pulled muscle in my left side of my stomach for about 2 years. I know that may sound goofy, but it's true. I've, you know, pinpointed it. It's a pulled muscle. And when I do, you know, a lot of athletics type of workouts that I like to do, it irritates it. I've taken CBD. I've had some of the best CBD creams that money could buy. It'll knock it out for about 4 or 5 minutes. I want to tell you right now, I felt the pain go away on my left-hand side within 5 minutes, and it's still gone. Amazing. Speechless. Speechless.
And so you haven't been on this 2-3 months either?
It's my first day doing it.
It's your first day.
Yeah, it's just one day. I came home about an hour ago, you know, took a shower, talked with everybody for a little bit, and I'm still relaxed. Yeah, it's nice.
We're starting to get a theme here. The relaxation, the energy. I don't want people to think we're selling controlled substances. This is XDS technology, Keith. That's what we got here. Okay?
I see. Yep.
Okay, so Ed, would you tell me again, please, what your initial health concern was? I mean, what you were looking for when you started with our technology?
Well, Roger, I've been in the natural health field about 30 years. Something 20 years ago, the first product that got me interested in natural health was a product for cellular energy. And so this product resonated with some things I already had learned, and so this made me interested in this. And so now here I am 60 years old this year, and just more and more little things are starting to happen that I kind of hoped would never happen. And one of them is in my wrist, and I'm thinking it's from cell phone use. I don't know because I don't have any other pain issues. But in my thumbs, I'm getting these shooting pains and using different creams and things to keep that pain tolerable. And so I'm hoping for this to, you know, to be a good management tool for that, or to even hopefully heal it. And so I've been using about 3 or 4 drops of the Restore, and then good application of the Rejuvenate on my hands, especially my wrists and around that thumb, both thumbs, twice a day, and they're much, much better. And before, I was having to put stuff on them multiple times a day, and right now I'm getting by pretty good twice a day, and my right hand was the least problematic, and I can flex it right now and make it hurt, but it's not hurting just to be sitting here. I was getting to where at times I'd just be sitting. I mean, I'd wake up at night, my hands would be hurting so bad or just so discomforted that I couldn't sleep. And I'm not having to do anything at night to make it where I can sleep. This has been very helpful for that, and I'm hoping for more improvements. I've only been using it for 2 weeks now. And so I know that with cells, they have to replenish and repopulate and go through their life cycles. And so I'm hoping in 2 or 3 months to see some really, really good improvements. With the Restore, my energy level is very, very, I'm very pleased with my energy level. I try to eat the right things to have good energy, and it works very good for me, but still not waking up very energetic in the morning like I used to. And with this, I'm just waking up at, you know, 5:30 and 6 in the morning and can't go back to sleep. So, you know, I get up and go to work and go all day. And I've taken the Restore about 3 dropperfuls, 3 of those 3 times a day, because I'm wanting to kind of speed up in the beginning, you know, what kind of benefits that I might see just from helping my body get its energy level up. I have a natural doctor friend that taught me that energy is the key to healing. This seems to be the best thing I've ever encountered, and I've had some really good things.
Okay, Lanny, thanks for sharing that.
Thank you, Roger.
Okay, so then the first thing I want to talk to you about is Rejuvenate.
The brand new product, okay. I have to say, of course, you know the original worked really well for me. And then the second one did not, wouldn't absorb, but this new product is absolutely incredible. In fact, I just got through putting it on my knuckles because I got rheumatoid, and the pain just subsides very quickly. It absorbs well, and it doesn't have any of that slippery feeling on it. So I'm one happy camper. I mean, you gotta remember, I was a little stressed before, you know, when we went to the 2.0, but this here is fantastic.
Well, that is good to know. How quickly does it respond versus the first or second version?
That's a good question. The first version responded most quickly for me personally. Okay. Talking like 5 to 8, 10 seconds. Okay. The new stuff just didn't respond. I'm talking about the 2.0. Didn't respond in my really high pain areas. It didn't respond. It didn't take the pain away. It might have to a little percent. But I just believe because it wouldn't absorb into my skin. The new product, I would say it's very close to the first. Might be a few seconds longer, I've noticed, but the absorption is fantastic. And just the feel of it, yeah, I'm rubbing my fingers right now. It's just, I love it.
Okay. So your health concern was rheumatoid arthritis?
That is correct. Inflammation, rheumatoid, and that's why I put it on every day. My neuropathy, my wife puts it on my feet twice a day, and then I put it on my knees several times a day. And then I put it on my hands and mainly my wrists. That's where I put it on mostly, my wrists. And then my elbows. I actually had surgery. I'm mad at myself. I didn't take a picture. But I had like a tennis ball in my elbow, and I've had it there for years. I was hoping it would go away. It'd never go away. So I had it removed November 2nd. And, boy, I'm telling you, when they took the cast off 2 weeks later, I'm like, I was in shock. I'm going, oh, my gosh, that looks terrible. But I thought, okay, I'm using Rejuvenate. This is the 2.0. It's improved 70% because the scar is about 8 inches long. But the improvement's incredible.
Wow. So I'm really happy to hear about that. It looks like we got it dialed in just about right.
Well, when I got that and opened it up and started applying that and absorbing immediately, I'm going, yay. Thank you, guys. Yes, thank you. Because it rejuvenates my number one product. Can't be beat, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're talking, I'm going to say the new stuff, 10 to 15 seconds. That's incredible.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. No, thank you. And tell Dr. Bevanelli, thank you guys for sending me that jar. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Okay, folks. Thank you for being with us. Really appreciate it. We'll call today.